Yay. So was Taylor the other night on Rock and Roller.
So,
Trying to blame it on us. Wow.
So the fireworks were really neat.
It's amazing and how you can far hear they settled.
Yeah. Well, and they pipe in all the music and the story for the fireworks into the hotel. It was awesome.
I love Wishes. Wishes is such a good Wishes. It's such a good show. And unfortunately, not unfortunately, but Wishes. The end of it is Big Fatty plays the last couple of seconds of it whenever he gets a gift from somebody. Mm-hmm. So whenever I hear that, whenever I hear Wishes, I think of Big Fatty.
Aww.
So
what are you doing? You're trying to make your leg look like a scrotum. It's freaking me out.
Look like in it when I'm 80.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What are you doing? You're trying to make your leg look like a scrotum.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1429. The BFO for Thursday, the 18th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little to show y'all. We got a buttload of voice letters after Big Fatty's Cosmo fabrication. Big Fatty, don't do that again. It scared me. Hello, daisies. Big Freddy, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are daisies because, you know, Big Freddy loves me. Big Freddy loves me not. Big Freddy loves me. Big Freddy loves me not. Big Freddy loves me. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I just want to say, evidently, everybody loved Big Fatty blowing it out yesterday. I tell you, I got a lot of comments on the Twitty and on the www, which, by the way, you don't have to use. You just go over there to BigFattyOnline.com. But do not forget the online. No, Big Fatty. But, y'all, it was, and you know, I was fine. I was fine, and Hump Day was a good day in the coal mine, and so there you have it. And so we're moving forward. I will admit it was a double Zoloft day, but that's okay. Because, you know, tomorrow, you know, it'll be back to normal. So, you know, Big Fatty, that means it'll be all fucked up again. You can say that again, Poodle. Big Fatty, it just means it'll be all fucked up again. Oh, wait a minute, I should have said Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, yesterday, Big Fatty was over there at the Faye Driver's wedding, and y'all, he was having some fun with the valet, the hot valets. Yes, Big Fatty, they are hot. And y'all, we're back at the Faye Driver's wedding again, y'all. Anonymous, another exclusive photo. It says, Big Fatty was spotted in the Canada, Mexico at the Faye Driver's wedding. Image of the groomettes, and of course, of the cake. Big Freddy, it's a lovely cake. Poodle MacNoodle is so happy. Big Freddy, I am very happy, and y'all, Big Fatty has got a beard, and he's then the other Big Fatty's got a mustache, and y'all, then old Spot and Crazy, Exclusivio, Miss Bacon gets a tattoo of Big Fatty as a faithful sign of her addiction to the BFO. Big Fatty, that looks painful and vulgar. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty at lunchtime today. Y'all went by the P.O. box. And y'all, there was a card. Not a card. There was a slip in there. And it says, Big Fatty, you got a package. And y'all, I went. And y'all, this package is from the Amazon. You know, that's that Kim. You know, they send out the big boned women things. And y'all, so I'm going to open it up right now. I haven't got the slightest idea of what it is. But we're going to open it up. Oh, dear, I got to see. And just say, y'all, the package must be 3 feet long and a foot wide and about 3 inches tall. So, y'all, let's just see what we've got in here. Oh, it's something. Oh, dear, I got to see. Oh, dear, I got to see. Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's see if there's a piece of paper in here. No, nothing in here. Let's just see what it is. Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know, but let's just see here. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, well, no, I don't pre-open things, so anyway, I'm just going to have to wait. Just like Big Fatty, just wait like Big Fatty. Let's just see what it is. Y'all, I'm not sure why it's in this bag. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I think the skull works for the Amazon now. Because y'all, oh. Y'all, I cannot get this damn thing open. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, this is not for Big Fatty. Y'all. Y'all, we have got it's a prize for the Pride 48 raffle, and y'all, I know who this is from because I was asked if it would be okay to have this item shipped to me, and y'all, it is coming from that knot over there in the UK, and y'all, it is a 14.5-inch Dick Rambone dildo. Ready. And y'all, it's built in America, and y'all, it is it's fucking huge. So y'all, if you haven't donated to Pride 48 yet and you need a 14.5-inch dildo, y'all, we've got one to give away. Somebody's going home with a 14.5-inch dildo in the suitcase. Big Fatty, just remember, you gotta get it out there to begin with. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, during my lunch on a hump day, I went by the Von's East. Y'all, by the way, the penny coupon today was the Von's East bran flakes. And, you know, I don't eat the cereal, so I just left my coupon there for someone else to use. Big Fatty, you're so generous. But, y'all, I walked into the store and lo and begory, Big Fatty. Right where the cookeries were in the bakery. Y'all, it was Kitty, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. So we exchanged hugs. Miss Kitty gave me a verbal spanking for not giving him a full-on hug, just a wrap-around-the-waist hug. Yeah, I was verbally spanked there at the Von's East. But y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot because, you know, Granny and Miss Porter and I, we're heading out of town on a Friday to go over to the Horror Hotel for the weekend. Y'all, they're having the big weenie roast over there. Big Granny Volga. So I just got a few things. I got a couple of bags of the Garden Solid. I got me some poke skins. I just decided I needed a little snack at. So I got some of those. I got some turkey meatballs because I'm going to make some more of the Italian spaghetti. I enjoyed it so much last week. They had the good Oscar Mayer Bafran on sale, 2 for $10. Got some ground beef, some, what is that? Styx salt. Oh, I had to get butter. They had limes, 25 cents a piece. Y'all, they had the Atkins frozen dinners, entrees on sale, buy one, get one free. So I tried a couple of those. And for my lunch on Wednesday, I had the Atkins crustless chicken pot pie. And y'all, it was really good. And then I got some turkey sausage. And what does that say? Oh, some crushed tomatoes to make my spaghetti. And y'all, I've been craving peanut butter. So y'all, instead, I got me some almond, some crunchy almond butter. And so I'm going to enjoy putting a spoon in there and just eating it right out of the jar. Best way to do it. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. $49.27 is what I paid, and I saved $16.98 and got to see Miss Kitty and Olive. Lovely, Big Fatty!
with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that PRG calling. And, you know, people that wanted to send Dr. Stone, my beloved and esteemed co-host on Lots, one of them, but the others aren't very beloved or esteemed. People that want to send him birthday wishes can do so at our phone number, 949-41-LOTSL. That's 949-41-LOTSL. Just thought I'd let you know that, so... That people can express their goodwill towards our good friend, Dr. Stone. And your call was completely indecipherable. It's like you were in a closet full of clothes and blankets and you were trapped underneath it. Was somebody holding you hostage? Were you in a panic room or something? Speak clearly, because then we can appreciate your craziness. Okay? Bye. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is that Peter G. And y'all, he is referring to Dr. E. Pluribus Stone. You know, he's having a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up just 3 weeks from Tamari. And y'all, you get your gift at list ready for Dr. Stone. You can call. You can send a card, or you could just stop by the hacienda and throw shit off the balcony from the Stompersons. Big Fatty, you're just silly. And now, y'all, you know, earlier in the week, I had asked folks to Tom Digger up there in the Chicago's. You know, he had asked. He had suggested that people we had to come up with some kind of noise or something to play whenever Miss Bacon called. Well, y'all, Miss Bacon has called, but y'all, that terminally single Tim, he has taken it upon himself to send me an entry, and y'all, I'd like to play it for you right now, and then we'll talk about it after Miss Bacon's call. Yes, Big Freddy.
Miss Bacon. I'm just listening to your little show, and just got home from out of town. I was out of town in the same town practically for like 5 days. I was thinking I probably could have seriously gotten a spare job there, a second job or part-time job or whatever, but anyway, I was there so long. Anyway, just got home. Had a few comments about your little show today. I think that background music would be excellent. We should have something like this.
Sorry, Kathy. No,
I think that giggle there. I hope the stupid phone was able to pick that up. But anyway, if not, cut it out, and I'll just sound even crazier. Okay, so like, I can't believe that Scotty said, "Don't play this on the show." Oh, I wonder where he heard that from. And also, seriously. The Tom and Terry, and he made a comment. Oh my God, I'm like so embarrassed. I guess when I call, I don't realize that like other people are listening right now. I don't really think about the fact that other people are going to be listening to this. So, gosh, what am I going to do now? Okay, well, good luck finding music. I'm on hiatus anyway until November. So, right now, maybe you should just scratch this and not play this on the show at all. Seriously. What else was I going to say? Wes Stone, is he like seriously looking for a co-host for a show? I have somebody in mind. Not me. Let's see, Wes Stone. Okay. Just wipe this all out.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, she said to wipe it out. Oh, well, I missed that. Miss Bacon, thank you for calling. And I love the crazy Mexican giggling in the background. Because, you know, that's what you do to him, I think. But, y'all, what did you think of Termly Singletim's sound effect? It was a bat flying by. It was a bat fly by. Big Freddy. So anyway, we're just gonna play around with it. If you've got an idea, send it in. You know, it doesn't have to be a sound; it can be music too. So anyway, but y'all, you know, whenever Miss Bacon calls, yes, McFaddy, she calls back.
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I got a story for you. So I'm on Instagram or whatever, and once in a while I'd post a picture, and I would just put at Kim Beaver on it, and I would, like, hook it up to Twitter, and I hit the magic go button or whatever, you know. And so all of a sudden I was being followed on Instagram by somebody called Kim Beaver, which reminds me of something else. Facebook. If you're going to friend me on Facebook, please send me a message if you're not using, like, your real name, because I do, like, post to Facebook ad nauseum. Well, that's because that's the only way I know how to do anything, right? Hey, watch it. Okay, so anyway, back to Instagram. I'm following this person named Kim Beaver because they started following me. So finally, I get a message from this person that says, do I know you? I really enjoy the things that you post, like that tattoo store, which I do still have to send to the other place. Well, anyway, I really do like the things that you post or whatever, but do I know you? And I'm like, I responded, probably not. I know a Kim, but she lives in Mexico. Okay, all this time I was thinking, oh, this is Kim. She's so beautiful. And I'm sitting here going, you're so beautiful. I mean, I'm like flirting, falling in love with this girl. And it very well probably isn't the Kim Beaver. I don't think. I don't know. Is it? Does Kim by chance have a daughter with a name that starts with a J?
Y'all, I love Miss Bacon. I absolutely adore Miss Bacon. Y'all, that has got to be one of the funniest stories that I've ever heard. And Miss Beaver, I am going to not answer. I am not going to answer Miss Bacon's questions there at the end of that voice letter. Because I want you to have the opportunity to respond to her. So Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And y'all, I've got a couple of more calls, but I don't think I've got time to slip them in. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Well, it is kind of vulgar. So y'all, you know, I told you about the top 10, what was this? The top 10 sci-fi shows. I thought I'd read you the other 50 because, you know, they chose the top 60. I thought I'd just read these to you. Adventures of Superman, 1952-58. I saw that. Amazing Stories, never saw it. Angel, never saw it. Avengers, Babylon 5, Batman, 66-68. Loved it. Batman, the Animated Series, Beauty and the Beast, Being Human, Charm, Dark Shadows. I know that Toppy Smelly likes to watch that in the chicken coop. Dead Like Me, Eureka, Falling Skies, Farscape, Firefly, Fringe. Fringe was good there for a while. I just got tired of it, though. Older Gussie, Futurama, Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, Heroes, I like that, Invaders, Invasion, The Jetsons, Kolchak, The Night Stalker, Life on Mars, Lost in Space, loved it. Max Headroom, loved it. Night Gallery, Once Upon a Time, The Outer Limits, Pushing Daisies, Quantum Leap, Roswell, $6 Million Man, Smallville, Space Above and Beyond, Stargate, SG-1, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Supernatural, Tales from the Crypt, Teen Wolf, Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles, Torchwood, True Blue, V, The Vampire Diaries, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Wonder Woman, and Xena, The Warrior Princess. Taffy Carlisle Huffington, you got anything you want to add to that list of sci-fi horrors?
What are you doing? You're trying to make your leg look like a scrotum.
Oh, no, my scrotum looks like a leg. Big Freddy!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.